Hello everyone! Welcome back to our HSK 1 Masterclass, and this is Hanyu Chinese Podcast. So, we are very happy, very excited to have you all here with us again today. Today, we're going to learn a new word, which is 在. That means to be in or to be at. So, think about it first. How would you say that I'm home? Or my dad is not home right now? So, by the end of this episode, you will be learning how to say these phrases, these sentences in Chinese. And also, we will teach about how to give out phone numbers in Chinese. So, whether you want to give your phone number to a new friend or you want to leave a message to someone, it will be handy. So, like always, let's start with the video first.
Ni hao, I'm Li Fei, and today I'm teaching from Wulu Muqi. Today we'll use the verb to be, and we'll learn how to say telephone numbers. In a previous class, we learned the character zai, that means both in and the verb to be. Today we will practice the verb to be. For example, how would you say, is your father at home? The structure is, your father be home? How would you say it in Chinese? The way to say it is, 你爸爸在家? Good! But this question can be answered with a yes or a no. Then, what should we add to the question? Very good! 妈. So, the correct way to say it is 你爸爸在家吗? How can we answer the question? Simply, by omitting the particle 妈. The answer could be 我爸爸在家 or 我爸爸不在家. With the vocabulary we learned so far, we now can talk about telephone numbers. How would you say it? Excellent. 电话号码. In Chinese, when asking a telephone number, we use how much, 多少. The difference with 几 is in the quantities. Since telephone numbers have many numbers, we use 多少. How would you ask? What's your telephone number? Your telephone number is how much? It could be 你的电话号码是多少? How do we answer? Very easy. Just say number by number. Keep in mind that when saying telephone numbers, the number one isn't E. Instead, you must say Yao. I say goodbye from Wulu Muqi, a city with a wide variety of culture located near the desert. Oof, it's so hot.
Very nice. So, if you enjoyed this lesson by so far, please don't forget to leave us a like for this episode and give us a subscribe. Okay. So, let's do a quick recap. So, what have we learned? The word 在. We can use it at 在家, at home, right? So, how would you ask, are you at home? 你在家吗? 非常好. Very good. And how would you respond this? If you want to say, I'm home, we can say, very good, 我在家. And if you want to say the opposite, Very good. So put the 不 in front of the verb. So 我不在家, I'm not home. So you can change whatever subject you want. You can change it to my parents, my brother, my sister, my friend, whatsoever. So for example, for my mom is at home. 我的爸爸不在家. Very good. Okay, next, what have we looked in the video? How about telling the phone number? Sorry. So phone number, how would you say, what's your phone number? Oh, sorry, we have a little guest here. Okay, so how would you say, what's your phone number is? So, 你的电话号码是多少? Very good. Okay, and how would you answer it? Very good. So always we can just say the numbers one by one. And remember, the key point here is that when you say 一, one, you don't say 一, you say 幺. Okay, very good. So let's try. Let's have a quick homework. So how would you say that my mom is not home? What's your phone number? To like have a message, right? How would you say this? And please do not leave your full phone number in our comment section down below. Please keep it safe and private. Thank you very much. So, okay. So by the end of the lesson, we are very happy that you guys stayed to the end with us until now. So if you want to keep learning Chinese, if you really want to improve your Chinese, please visit our website, which is Hanyu Chinese, right here, HanyuChineseSchool.com. We have a one-on-one course, group classes, 24/7 learning platform. We also have podcasts on all kinds of platforms, Spotify, YouTube, Twitch, Apple Podcasts. So if you want to learn more about languages, please contact us and try a free class for yourself. See if you like it. So as always, very happy to have you guys with us till right now. Don't forget to leave us a like and hit the subscribe button. And we'll see you in the next class. Bye, guys!